go grunting to the bathroom and then grunt in the bathroom for a while and then go back to bed probably.
So he's the Cuban equivalent of Big Fatty. Oh my God, they're still talking.
Now he knew. He knew.
I was so excited to see Big Fatty on the show this afternoon. I love him so much.
He's great. Big Fatty is awesome. Love it conquers.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was so excited to see Big Fatty.
Grunting to the bathroom and then...
I love him so much.
Grunting, 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 grunting.
Oh my God, they're still talking.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 4203 of a BFO for Thursday the 14th of March 2024, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, which includes...
Can I care? Yes, we say yes, we do, we do.
Hello, winos, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well. Oh, y'all, you winos, because that's what Big Fatty and the Nip were on hump day night, and I'll tell you all about that when I tell you about my day, but first, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Dear Gussie, y'all, Today, the 14th of March, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all have met this person many, many times at the Good Days. I don't think he ever came to the Pride 48, but y'all, and although not a regular member of the little show, y'all, he's certainly the topic of many of the conversations on the y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Bob. Oh, Big Fatty, you were moved to song. I was moved to song, so y'all, if you see on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Animal Farm, no, what is that thing? He plays the some kind of farm, farm animal. I don't know what it's called, but y'all, if you see or Taylor or anyone else, wish a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big ol' piece of Von's East cake. Yes, Big Fatty! It's true, y'all. Just another little song from The Wicked. Since it is St. Fatty's Day week, and everything's green, and y'all, there's nothing greener than Elphaba. By the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the name Elphaba came from L. Frank Baum, those pieces of his name, who wrote The Wizard of Oz. Did you know that? Oh, Big Fatty, you're a green fountain of knowledge. It's true. But, and y'all, Elphaba was, no, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Wicked, but it's not really giving it away, but y'all, in the beginning, Elphaba was a good witch. And very talented, and very much enamored by the wizard. And y'all, she fell in love with the scarecrow before she turned him into a scarecrow. And it just puts a different spin on what we all know as the Wizard of Oz. But y'all, this song is called "The Wizard and I," and y'all, a lot of folks, the main song that they think about is "Defying Gravity." But y'all, there's lots of really good songs in Wicked. And I'm just gonna play just a little bit more of this. The Wizard and I, y'all. I guarantee, if you get the original cast album, you know I wouldn't want Steve the Tater, Big Fatty. He doesn't listen. Wouldn't want Steve the Tater to make me to have to scold me. But y'all, if you get the original cast album of that, y'all, and you're out doing your nipple walking or you're exercising at the gymnatorium, y'all, I guarantee, if you're out nipple walking, you'll hold your head a little higher as you hear and learn these songs. Big Fatty, are you our new personal trainer? Oh, Big Fatty, the personal trainer. Maybe, but anyway, y'all, back to what happened yesterday. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday afternoon, I think I'd already gotten my sure before I spoke to you. But anyway, I was all cleaned up, ready to go, and the nip walked down to the villa. And y'all, we were off to the wine dinner at the Carabinas. And y'all, this was called the Sip Into Spring wine dinner. I'm just going to run down it just real quick. Big Fatty, isn't there a bumper or something you should play?
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at, because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Let's see.
Oh, Big Fatty, that was lovely. Yo, that was the youthful tones of Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. Yo, we started the evening with the Spedino di Mar, and y'all, basically it was shrimp coated with Italian breadcrumbs and wood grilled and topped with lemon butter sauce. Y'all, it was delicious. And that came with a rosé wine. Y'all, heavy pours. That's all I gotta say. Heavy pours. Then we had the Tuscan strawberry salad with scallops. It was romaine lettuce, strawberries, onion, tomatoes, gorgonzola, and a strawberry vinaigrette top with wood-grilled sea scallops. And we had a Riesling with that. Also a heavy pour. Y'all, then it was chicken Sorrentino, wood-glazed chicken topped with prosciutto, mozzarella, marsala, wine sauce, and served with grilled asparagus. Big Fatty, you don't put things things that are a long shaft with a tip on the end of it in your mouth. Well, not if they're green. So y'all, I asked for broccoli instead, so I got that. And that came with a Cabernet Sauvignon. And y'all, then we completed the evening. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious with a warm fudge brownie with salted caramel sauce and topped with vanilla ice cream and chocolate shavings. And y'all, we had one of Durwood's favorite wines, the Josh Sellers Cabernet Sauvignon. And y'all, I drank about 2.5 glasses. I tasted all of them, but I didn't drink all of it. But thank goodness the Nip was there, because he was able to finish off all the way. Y'all, he was very caring in that he did it so because there were children. There were children in Africa that were deprived of their Cabernet Sauvignon, so he didn't want it to go to waste. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Y'all, you know, I'm a member of the AARP, and y'all, you get 10% off if you have your card. So of course I got 10% off. Y'all, they give you the 10% off only on the food though. And y'all, the dinner was it was $60 plus the tax and the gratuity, but y'all, only $25 of it was the wine and beef. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, if you had paid for that wine in at regular time, y'all, it probably was the equivalent of six to eight glass regular pours. Be fatty. Y'all, they were quite generous. And y'all, then, y'all, they handed out a card. Y'all, 2 weeks from Wednesday, on the 27th, they're having their first ever springtime sangria dinner. And y'all, it's a four-course dinner with different sangria pairings. And y'all, and we start off with a glass of Prosecco, and then there's a rosé sangria, a peach sangria, a classic red sangria, and a blackberry sangria. And y'all, we all decided we wanted to go to that, so that's on the list of things to do. Y'all, by the time I had gotten home, y'all, it was after 9 o'clock. And it was just, yes, Big Fatty, y'all, we took our ever-loving time. And y'all, but it was a lovely evening. And y'all, I had a feeling it might go a little long. And plus, with the wine, I knew I'd be ready for bed early. And so y'all, I had made up the coffrey ahead of time and turned down the bed. I got home and y'all, I had to take an Alka-Seltzer. It was just all that heavy food. And you know, that's late eating for Big Fatty. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you love an early bird special. And, but y'all, so I stayed up a little bit, but, anyway, slept like a baby. And y'all, then hump day morning, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, 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 I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was my muscly gentleman caller. He's gotten in the habit of, it's just easier for him to stop by in the mornings. And y'all, who doesn't like a morning wake-up call? Bee, Fatty, especially that kind. y'all, it was absolutely lovely. Just lovely. I might add that prior to going to the wine dinner, I had the special chaya in place and papayaed for my Wednesday morning rendezvous. So that's always a good thing too. And y'all, after he left, I had my coffee and read the paper. Did my puzzles, y'all. I'm doing a new puzzle. I don't remember the name of it. Mr. Mike is doing it. And y'all, it's kind of like find the words in the scrambled letters. And y'all, it's hard. This is very hard. It's not the easy ones. No, Big Fatty. And then after all that, y'all, I was off from the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all, it was quite pleasant. I think it was about 58 to 60 degrees when I headed out. And y'all got back and had a little something to eat and watched The Price is Right. And then I was off. I was off to get Ruby Red wash. Y'all, I'm telling you what, Ruby Red was Ruby Yellow. It's the pollen. It's bad here right now. Yes, Big Fatty. And, from the car wash, I went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Freddy! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it! We hear it! Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, I headed over to the... Oh, dear Gussie! We'll just have to wait and do the coupon on Tamari's little show, Big Fatty. y'all want to send out a big congratulations to Miss Bacon. Y'all, she signed the paperwork for her new villa. Her new villa. And so congratulations, new homeowner Bacon. so anyway, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there. Folks, when y'all think about Big Fatty these days, what comes to mind?
I was so excited to see Big Fatty.
Grunting to the bathroom and then...
I love him so much.
Grunting, 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 grunting.
Oh my God, they're still talking.
Oh no, we cut it off at exactly 20 minutes. We don't keep talking, no.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yeah!
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.